Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
How long will the email flap play out? Timing could be a key, considering the mayoral election is less than a month away. For a look at the political ramifications, we turn this morning to Paul Watanabe, political science professor at UMass Boston. Good morning, Paul, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
How do you see the email investigation rippling across the campaign trail in the last weeks of this race?
Well, I think ripple's a good term. This started out as a mere ripple a few weeks ago. Now it's clearly become at least a wave. The waters are choppy around the mayor, but look, it's going to take a tidal wave to sink the mayor's re-election bid and prevent him from getting a fifth term. But it's assuredly more than, as he's dubbed it, a distraction that can easily be dealt with by his aide taking a leave of absence.
But to go back to your analogy here, you do not see this wave turning into a tidal wave and toppling the mayor, at least at this point, a month out from Election Day.
At least at this point, we don't see that. But look, one of the points I would make is that elections are more than about simply about who's gauging, who's winning or who's losing, or even who's likely to win or lose. They are an opportunity, some of the rare opportunities we have to question, to probe, and to require the mayor and other officials to defend. And that's what we're seeing as one of the results of this election, no matter what the outcome might be.
Look at it from the point of view of voters or potential voters, if you might, for a second. Mayor Menino's challenger, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, has seized on this email controversy as maybe the chief issue in the campaign, at least at this point. Do you see it as a genuine issue of concern among voters, potential voters?
Well, look, I believe it has become that, and this is not an issue that Flaherty has been able to introduce. He's attempted to try to influence the race by some of his ideas, like the novel idea of running with Sam Yoon as deputy mayor. This is a situation that's been handed to him, and that's why it's so valuable to be that other name on the ballot, whoever that person might be, whether it's Flaherty or anybody else. If there is any political advantage to be gained by the mayor's troubles, it's going to fall to him. But again, the point is that it's going to take a lot more than this to influence the final outcome of the campaign.
Paul, what should we make of the strong language that City Councilor Flaherty is using in relation to this flap, the language we heard a few minutes ago in Steve Brown's story?
Well, I don't know whether it's true, as Flaherty indicates, the fish rots from the head down, implying that Menino is responsible. But there's no question that something smells fishy, and somebody's going to have to be held responsible. Again, whether by the voters or by somebody else, whether it's by the media, whether it's by the public in general, or by the legal system.
The Menino aide at the center of this flap, Michael Kenevy, as you pointed out, has taken an unpaid leave of absence from City Hall. Mayor Menino calls Kenevy a guy of integrity and says, and I have to say that I was surprised when the mayor said this, that Kenevy will work on the mayor's reelection campaign. There are some out there who would say common sense would dictate that this guy stay at least a poll's length away from the mayor in this last month of the campaign, and that he not be allowed to work on the reelection bid as well.
Right. Well, one charitable view for the mayor might be that this shows his loyalty to somebody who's been an aide to him, somebody trusted all the way back to 1993 when the mayor began this business. But on the other hand, one might look at this situation and say, look, one of the mayor's goals here is to separate himself from and to attempt to make this a personal issue for Kenevy. By bringing him, the leave of absence doesn't do that. The leave of absence brings him away from the mayor's office and right smack dab into the middle of the reelection campaign. It seems to me that that is not a wise gesture on behalf of the mayor.
And the politics of all this for the Attorney General, Martha Coakley, who is now taking a look at the email flap. At the same time, she's in the middle of her own U.S. Senate campaign. This has to be an uncomfortable position for Coakley, considering that she could probably use the mayor's help in her bid for the U.S. Senate.
Clearly, while there may be some pitfalls in entering into this issue, On the other hand, there's some pitfalls in avoiding it. There's some concerns raised by many people to say, where has the Attorney General been? So she's going to have to act. I think she's made a decision to act. How she acts in the end, the political consequences of that are going to have to get played out. But this is an issue, once again, that gets handed to her, and I think that she's got to act. Again, maybe too late for some people's views, maybe acting too precipitously for others, but she has to act.
Paul Watanabe teaches political science at UMass Boston. Paul, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Bob.